Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I went to the store this week to buy a card for my mom for our happy day. That's what we call the day when we met one another. Most children meet their parents on their birthdays, but I met my mom on June 1st, 2007, 18 years ago today. And so I was at the grocery store looking for a card for Happy Day, and I noticed that yet again, another year, there was not one greeting card for Ascension Day. Not one. Now, mind you, I wasn't surprised in the least that this was the case, but it makes my point that the ascension of our Lord, the very thing we celebrate today, is one of those days that ranks really low on our list of holidays. Interestingly enough, we get the word holiday from Holy Day, which is why in worship we only celebrate holy days, not all holidays, but holy days. And let's face it, as far as holy days are considered, Ascension just isn't the same as Easter or Christmas. And it doesn't help that Ascension falls on Thursday, 40 days after Easter. Because let's face it, if we didn't choose to observe it on the Sunday after, like we're doing today, this holy day would be even more obscure than it already is. But the Ascension of our Lord is one of the six highest festival or holy days of the church year. Christmas, Epiphany, Easter, Ascension, Pentecost, Holy Trinity. But most places, Ascension Day barely gets a passing nod, even in churches. Did any of you know this past Thursday was Ascension Day? Did you celebrate it and have family over for a special meal? No. In fact, even at the assembly, we didn't really talk about it. I actually feel really bad for Ascension Day. It's such a special day, and it doesn't really matter to people. But to the first and earliest Christians, the Ascension was a significant enough of an event, and it was so important that they included it in their creeds. Right? Each week, whether we say the Apostles' Creed or the Nicene Creed, we say that we believe that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. Every week, it's part of our great Thanksgiving when we have communion. We say, remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming again in glory. And in fact, Ascension Day was one of the first holy days to be commemorated in the early church, centuries even before Christmas. So what do we even celebrate on this festival day, this holy day of the Ascension of our Lord? Do you hear the handbells? They're having a good time, aren't they? Well, in today's gospel lesson and in the passage that Tony read from Acts, we read that following his resurrection, Jesus, the risen Christ, spent 40 days with his followers before he ascended into heaven. Right? We believe this is true. We say it each week in those creeds. And it is important, but why is it important? The spoiler is it is important for both how we live out our faith and why we live out our faith. The risen Christ spent 40 days helping his disciples and his followers recover and heal from the trauma they endured after witnessing their beloved teacher and friend be brutally killed. And much like an intensive class, Jesus spent 40 days preparing them for when he would return to God, to the other two members of the Trinity. Yes, Jesus had spent 3 years with his disciples, but during these 40 days, he helped them to reinterpret everything that they had seen and heard and experienced through the lens of his death and resurrection. And based on one of the questions that we hear them asking this morning, I'm not sure they understood what Jesus had been teaching them, let alone that he was going to be leaving them. Right? They said, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom? They were eager. And they were so focused on what Jesus was doing that I think if Jesus had stayed around longer, they would have continued to follow him around. Where are you going, Jesus? What are you doing? What does this mean? It's clear that they were anxiously awaiting for Jesus to restore the kingdom, to bring the kingdom that he had been talking about. But instead of Jesus doing this himself with his physical body, his physical body ascended into heaven. And then he sent his Holy Spirit so that his disciples, his followers, could be his body in the world. And so that his disciples could carry on his ministry in his name. Right? Jesus has two bodies, his physical human body, which is now with God, and us, the church. We are his body, and we are called to be witnesses to the ends of the earth of the transforming power of God's love and mercy and grace and forgiveness. And with the Holy Spirit, we are called to transform the world with God's love. Right? This is how Jesus is restoring the kingdom. Yes, he's doing it with his body, but he's doing it with his body, the church, with all of God's people who are called to, with our lives and our love, to help bring God's kingdom even more on earth as it is in heaven. There's a song on the radio that talks about all of these awful and hard things that are happening in the world. And the perspective of the person singing the song is that God's not doing anything about it. Where is God? God, why aren't you doing anything? And the refrain is that God is doing something. That God created us. This is what God did to help the world, to help creation, to help humanity. God created us and sends us out into the world to be God's hands, to be God's feet, for our lives to do God's work of mending the world with God's love. This call is given to us in our baptism, and we are to spend our whole lives fulfilling it. Right? If you remember, when someone is baptized, they're welcomed with these words: "We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share, to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world." This is what the body of Christ does. Bears God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. It's a big call, but God has given us everything we need in the gift of the Holy Spirit, whose coming and whose presence in our lives and in the world we will celebrate next Sunday. The body of Christ is to be sent out. We are to be a sent out people. Each Sunday, we come to worship after being sent out the week before and after living out this call all week long, we gather in the name of the Triune God to give thanks and praise to God, to pray, to hear God's word, and to be fed and nourished and transformed so that we can be sent out again. Sent out in the name of the Triune God into the world that God so loves to carry on and do the ministry of Jesus. Dear ones, the Ascension reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean we stand in one place looking up to heaven. It reminds us that we don't isolate ourselves and we don't wait out the whole week in the sanctuary or in worship. The Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us that we are called into worship, that we are called into the body of Christ so that we can be sent out. Sent out, forgiven, fed and nourished, we go from this place each week in peace to love and serve the Lord. May God bless us with the strength and humility, grace and courage to carry on the ministry of our risen and ascended Lord Jesus Christ by bearing his creative and redeeming love to all the world. Amen.